Lord's Supper. Jesus, having taken the bread and blessed, gratefully gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them. And said, having received, eat, this is my body which is given, broken, for you. Do this into remembrance of me. And he, having taken the cup and gratefully gave thanks, gave it to them, saying, all, drink from it. And all drank from it. And he said to them, for indeed, this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out concerning many into the remission of sins. Likewise also the cup, after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you. Be doing this as often as you desire, drink into the remembrance of me. What is the unleavened bread and red wine in the Lord's Supper? Just as Jesus had said, this I ask my body. This I ask my blood. What are the curses in partaking in an unworthy manner? Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup, for he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep premature death. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So what are the conditions before partaking of the Lord's Supper? The objective of communion is for believers to remember and experience God's goodness through the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Therefore, Jesus the Christ needs to be Lord and Savior of those who partake. We don't need to be perfect, but we do need to judge ourselves in him before we partake. Are we imitating Christ? It is a time to double-check our life in Christ. Do I receive God's love through Christ? Am I loving God, self, those of the world like self through Christ, and loving other Christians more than self? We should be thinking, saying, and doing these commandments continuously, not just before we partake. But there is an instant judgment that happens if we haven't judged ourselves and we partake. As we judge ourselves, we instantly repent and make a conscious choice in our heart to do what is right. Here are some things to consider that fall under these commandments. Have I unforgiveness towards others? Pray for them, for many don't know what they do. Am I seeking first money, clothing, and food? For my Heavenly Father knows I need these things, so seek first revealing and expanding the kingdom of God, caring for the poor, caring for Christians, and living in His righteousness. Am I dishonoring my parents? Make a conscious choice to find ways to give them value. Am I not showing love and respect to my spouse? Whether they show me lack of love or respect makes no difference. Submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. Have I spoken evil of another Christian? Do I judge others for the things that I do? Am I standing strong in myself? Be strong only in Him. Am I seeking counsel from the spiritual world, idols, witchcraft, psychics, astrology, charms, relics, superstitions? Am I bitter or angry towards another Christian? Choose to be tender-hearted. If they have something against you, or you against them, try reconcile. Am I committing adultery, fornication, animal-like behavior, sorcery, hatred, lover of arguments, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, envious, filthy speech, lying, murder, drunkenness, worshiping idols, stealing? Break addiction by focusing on God's love for me through Jesus. What are the blessings to consider when partaking in a worthy manner? The tangible awareness of what He did for us and who we are in Him, children of God. Freed us from the wrath of God. And one day after our death or rapture, as it is appointed for men to die once, we will get our immortal bodies and live with Him forever. However, now while we are in this flesh, He overcame all so that we can walk in freedom. Just as He is, so are we in this world. Consider the pain His body went through because of His love for us, and how that impacts us. His body restores and nourishes us forever. This includes healing our physical body. By His stripes we were healed. Consider the anguish His soul went through because of His love for us, and how that impacts us. His blood cleanses our soul blood from sin, that we may be the righteousness before God. Therefore we can come boldly before His throne. If I have more time, I ponder on how He purchased me and took away my sins. Jesus drank the cup of God's wrath on sin, on behalf of those who came and would come to Him. He took our punishment on Himself, for He was the sacrificial lamb that God provided for sin. Why and how did God's wrath come upon Him? Jesus the Christ, who is God in flesh, chose to operate on earth as the Son of Man. And even though he did not sin, he allowed people to profane him, the temple of God. How? He allowed them from Gethsemane to the cross, to tear his flesh, waste his blood, and then allowed himself to die. There is no greater sin than to profane God. And because Jesus allowed others to do this to him, the wrath of God was poured upon him. This resulted in him being separated from God the Father. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. The punishment appeased God's wrath, and Jesus became the Savior of those who put their trust in him alone. After the Lord's Supper, make supplications for the saints, just like Jesus did for us.